happened? Why was all that happening in our early life, those odd things happening? And they tapered down to smaller little pebbles as the years went by.
Well, what Arizona was for you was exaggerated contrast. In other words, there were more unhappy people per square mile there than any place that you'd ever been.
Yeah.
Part of it because of the extreme heat. Part of it because of the extreme traffic binds.
Road conditions.
And so as you were sitting with so many others in those unpleasant experiences, as we said earlier today, most people are responding mostly to what they're observing. And so most people were responding negatively to what they were observing, and then you began responding negatively to the way they were responding, and you sort of got caught into that spiral of response about what was going on. Esther's crescendo was the night that, because you would take her to California where it was not like that, and then you would take her back to Arizona, and then you would take her to California where it was not like that, then you would take her to Arizona. So the contrasting comparison sort of built the awareness that it's unpleasant here and it's more pleasant there, and it's unpleasant here and it's more pleasant here. And then that night that you were describing, you came driving into the city. It was 1 o'clock in the morning because you had driven across the desert at night in order to avoid the high temperatures of the summer. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, the roadway was still shut down with construction, and it still took you over 2 hours to go what should have taken you 10 minutes. And in the midst of that is when Esther erupted. She just could not stand the inconvenience and what she described. The two of you spent a lot of time talking about the lack of care that the officials of that environment seemed to have for the inhabitants. In other words, there seemed to be no care about giving anyone ease. And while many of the people who lived there were suffering with the lack of ease, you suffered more than most of them because you had a very contrasting experience as you knew something so different otherwise. So your contrast was causing that acute eruption of desire. You had put so much in your vibrational escrow as a result of the months and years that you lived there that you had a swirling vortex that your awareness of what is would not allow you to experience. And so the faster your stream goes, the more you are aware that you are not there. In other words, when you really, 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 really want something and you are looking at something that is the opposite of it, it's very hard on you. And so those things, in other words, first it started out as emotion, then it started out as physical discomfort, then you started having actual physical manifestations that were indications of the discord within you. And think about those manifestations. What was someone throwing a rock at your car? What did it say? They're out to get me.
But in other words, but
it still felt that way. Yeah. I am vulnerable because there are people who wish ill will, who are willing to thrust or. There is no assertion in this universe, and yet when a rock hits your car, it certainly feels like someone has asserted it, and that was sort of the vibration that was going on within you, that this was an environment that meant ill will, and that you somehow were the target of that ill will. Mm-hmm. And then, about that time, we began having a chat about it, and as you said to us, Esther must have been very bad because the rock, if it had come through the windshield, it would have taken her out. And we said, well, she wasn't that bad.
Right.
And then we began to have a stronger dialogue about your point of attraction. What is your point of attraction? You are your point of attraction. And it doesn't matter what's coming at you. It's not the person throwing it that is creating the reality. It's you in the center of the vortex that is rendezvousing. Don't you like that word? Rendezvousing with things. So when you start rendezvousing with unwanted things, it's speaking to your point of attraction over which you and only you have control.
So there's that kind of a suspicion that perhaps you guys were setting all that mess up so that we would start asking questions so we'd be more ready for you. And then I look back now and we drive through and it's so beautiful. The highways are beautiful. We're never stuck in traffic anymore. And everybody's so sweet and nice to us in Phoenix and all around there. And we think, what was that all about? Did they change that much in 20 years or did we change that much in 20 years?
Well, you see, you were sweet and nice before you got there. And then after you got there, you were not so sweet and nice.